day is here, but, you know, I think the other day we had Bob Fisher on telling us what's happening with our petition candidates and the lawsuit that's going on. Today we have Steve Brown, and, of course, he is in... He is here with us today to talk about what is going on, what new knowledge we have about this. So, Steve, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. And, of course, we had quite a riled-up group of people on Monday when we had Bob Fisher on. A lot of people can't believe that this is what's happening. But can you tell us, I understand from Bob the other day that you were... going to be decertified, and does this stem from the fact that you didn't take a paper copy of your economic statement with you?
Absolutely. I have, from the very beginning, when I decided to file for the County Council District 5, I read the notifications put out by the Voter Registration Office and stated on there that we needed to bring a copy of our confirmation. I took the confirmation. I did not print out the hard copy. It was stated that no hard copies would be received, only the confirmation. So that's what I did, and I have stood on that from the very beginning. And here we are at this point in time, and still I am officially the Republican nominee, but I look to be decertified, if not today, within the next few days.
Now, you had a conversation this morning about this. Is that correct?
I sent an email to Matt Moore, who is executive director of the South Carolina Republican Party, and told him that after I had listened to the conference call with the judge and all of the attorneys, that it was my opinion, it was my firm belief that I did not comply with the ruling by the South Carolina Supreme Court and did not feel like there was anything that could change that position, and from that point, I thought that the Republican Party probably should do the honorable thing and decertify me.
And at that point, they said that that is the direction it was going?
He responded back to me and said that he understood my position and respected it, and that he would be in touch with me by the end of the day. And there would probably be an official notification regarding decertification.
Just for the record, Steve, did anybody try to get you to say that you did have that with you?
No, ma'am. Nobody never did. There were several incidents where I was called by people in official capacities, and they asked me to recite exactly what procedures I followed, and I have recited identical procedures to all of them. I think the difference between myself and some other candidates, there are some that say they actually took a hard copy of their SEI with them, and when they were asked to present confirmation, not only did they present the confirmation page, but it could have been attached to the hard copy, and they were instructed to detach the confirmation page from the hard copy and only submit the confirmation page. So there are some that feel like that they have possibly complied with the ruling when they took it to the office. I think the big question is it filed? If the person who is receiving the information does not officially stamp it and date it. So I'm in a different situation than they are. I cannot produce a hard copy that I took to the office.
Okay, all right. So now the other day, I know when we talked to Bob Fisher, and of course he's in District 7 for County Council. He said that there was supposed to be a hearing. I think it was on Tuesday.
That is correct.
But they couldn't find a judge, and so there was conversation of finding a retired judge. Which kind of sounds a little crazy to me, because I thought justice was supposed to be blind, Steve.
Well, I've never had a discussion with anyone regarding the reasoning behind the difficulty to locate a judge, but I do know that Chief Justice Toll has assigned the case to Judge Howard King from Sumter, and he
He's retired, isn't
had
he?
Had a conference call with all of the litigants this morning, and seems to be moving that case forward on a pretty steady basis.
Now, is he retired?
He is.
He is retired.
He is, and he has set a hearing here in Greenwood for August the 8th at 9:30 a.m.
Okay. So that's when I guess they'll... Now, just for the record, you, of course, were getting petitions signed. I know a lot of people signed the petition, and you got more signatures than you actually needed, correct?
I turned in 479 signatures, according to my evaluation of those signatures. 452 of them were good signatures, meaning that I had checked and found out that 452 lived in my district and also were registered voters. I had to have a total of 313 to meet the 5% requirement. So had around 140 extra signatures.
And now, these are verified, I understand, by actual matching up your signature on your voter registration card, correct?
I think that's what the law requires. I've read the state law, and that seems to be pretty much what the law requires, that there be a comparison of the signatures on the petition with the registration signature.
Sure. Just out of curiosity, of course, Connie Moody is the head right here in Greenwood. Now, she and her staff, they are the ones that are looking at all the signatures for all the petition candidates.
That is correct. We submitted them, or at least I submitted mine to her office. Jamie Hawthorne, who is assistant to Connie, accepted mine and counted my signatures and receipted them. And all of my information was turned over to Jamie Hawthorne, who works for Connie Moody. And it's my understanding, with a subsequent conversation from Mrs. Moody, that all of their work will be turned over to the State Election Commission, and the actual certification as an independent candidate, petition candidate, will be done by the State Election Commission.
But they still have to be verified on the local level.
That's correct.
That's right. So they're just putting the stamp of approval on the work that they have already done.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
now,
right.
Steve, how does this make you feel? We've got Patrick Moody, who, of course, is Connie's wife. Connie is his wife. And do you see any conflicts here?
I have not seen anything. I cannot provide you with any evidence. I have not. I mean, nothing's been given to me to show that there has anything been done that would provide favoritism or something that was improper. I have not seen anything. There's a lot of people that insinuate that to me and question me about my concerns over the fact that she is married to the person that I oppose, but I have not seen anything and do not have anything that I could provide to anyone. I know in all of my dealings with Connie, she has been the ultimate professional and has treated me very respectfully and as I think she should. So while some people speculate that, there's nothing that I have seen that I could say has been done or has not been done.
And just out of curiosity, if you are and you believe you are going to be decertified here, so you will be running as a petition candidate on the ballot, what does that do as far as the Republican seat? Would Patrick Moody end up back on the ballot?
I think the state law allows for him to be back on the ballot. I am not. No one has given me any official information as to how that process would happen. I don't know if I'm decertified, if he automatically will be put back on the ballot, either by the State Election Commission, by the State Republican Party, or even possibly by the local voter registration, the commission here in Greenwood. I don't know who would be the person to make that happen, but I'm convinced that the state law allows him to be placed back on the ballot. I don't even know if he can refuse or withdraw or whatever. I'm just not familiar with how that process would work. but I'm comfortable that he could be back on the ballot in November.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you've got a question or a comment while we're talking to Steve Brown right here, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. You know, let us know how you feel on this issue. Personally, I find that this whole issue would have been totally unnecessary if some action had been taken before we ever got to this point. How about you, Steve?
Well, I think there's been some fault in a lot of areas. I think it started in Columbia with the legislature and possibly some other state election commission people and possibly the state ethics commission people. I mean, you have state agencies and the General Assembly all there in Columbia, and evidently somebody was not communicating with the other, and you had these two laws that evidently contradicted each other, and I think the local people at the county level were given instructions by both the State Election Commission and the Ethics Commission as to how they should certify candidates, and they followed those, and here we are today with this mess. My problem with my situation was when the Supreme Court made its first ruling about the Lexton case, I called everyone that I possibly knew that was in some position of authority and said, do we have a problem here in Greenwood? I know how I filed, and I do not believe that I complied with what the Supreme Court has ruled. And from the state Republican Party all the way to the local voter registration office, people told me, well, I don't think we have a problem. I think you're okay. We will let you know. And then we proceeded on because we were not decertified at that time. And later on, there was a ruling from the Florence County case, and I made the same calls a second time and said, hey, you know, we're spending money, we're campaigning, we're telling people this and that. Do we have a problem? Should somebody look at this very closely? And nobody took the opportunity to decertify us. And throughout the process, I've had concern. Now here we are, this far in the process, and it looks like my concerns were valid early on in the process.
Now, Steve, you know, this is going to make it, you know, if you're going to have to run as a petition candidate, that's got to be a kick in the gut when you already won it one time.
Absolutely, but you know, I still have a huge desire to be elected to the county council and to serve in that capacity. And I'm at this point that there's still fire in my being to make this happen. So my position right now is whatever it takes for me to get there, I'm willing to do it. And if it means that Mr. Moody will be back on the ballot in November and I will be there as an independent candidate, then so be. And we will proceed to win that election just like we did with the primary.
Absolutely.
I have people calling me almost on a daily basis. They're just as upset as I am, and they're confused, they're frustrated. They think some people have not done their job in positions above us, and we wonder why the voter turnout is so low. And I think we can all you know, agree that when you have such a system and it's so fragmented and evidently some people are not doing their job as they should, then there's voter apathy and they just won't turn out. So I hope people will certainly come out, and if it means that I'm on there as an independent, will come out and vote for me as an independent, and let's finish this process that we've started back in the spring of the year.
Absolutely. Hey, if you've got a question or a comment, don't hesitate to pick up that phone. Give us a call while Steve is on the phone, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Steve, just we had Hal Ganey called me after the show the other day and said he wanted to know that he was out there supporting you and he wished you all the best. So I just wanted to tell you that on the air here today.
Well, you know, I think it's not... I think I still believe, just like so many of my supporters, that it needs to be changed at the county council level. And I think that's what's important. And my frustrations, yes, they are very valid, and sometimes I want to just scream when every day it seems like the situation changes. But I think if we can be successful, and some of the other candidates who are have offered themselves for office can be successful, then I think we can bring change to county council and to the government that is here in Greenwood. So that's our ultimate goal, and hopefully we can put aside all of these obstacles that's been thrown in front of us and move forward. That's what I'm going to try to do. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. I'm not going to tell you I like everything. But I think the ultimate goal is to finish this task that we started out on.
Absolutely. So you are a candidate on District 5, whether you're going to be probably going to be an independent at this moment. That's the way it looks. And
I really expect if they do not decertify me, as they told me they would today, I fully expect that the judge will decertify me. And whether it's by the GOP or by the court, I think I will be decertified. That's my feelings right now. Now, you know, I'm not a judge and I'm not an official with the GOP, but that's as a first-time candidate and wading through all of this as I have, I feel like right now that I will be decertified.
And
I am hoping and praying that my signatures are adequate to get me on the ballot as an independent candidate.
Well, you know, some of the people that called in the other day said, you know, when they did their voter registration cards, they were 18, 19, 20, 25, and their signature was a whole lot different today. I know my signature has become a lot more flamboyant today than it was when I was a young person.
Well, I took the opportunity to go sit down with Connie Moody early on in the petition process, and I took the state law with me, and we discussed the state law, which said they needed to require signatures, and I asked her about the process, and she said they were looking for similarities. They were not looking for perfection or identical signatures. Now, I don't know what that means. I guess similarities is defined by the person who's looking at the signatures. But she gave me the assurance, and my example that I give to her is my given name is Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, and I asked her if I signed it Steve, would it be accepted? And she said, absolutely. She says, we're looking for similarities in the signature. It may be the brown where we get signatures or some other portion of your name. And I told her that there were a lot of people who had medical problems that caused their signatures to be quite different. And she said that they were understanding of that, and that it was her position that they would be liberal in their acceptance of the signatures as opposed to being harsh and trying to find ways to disallow the signatures. So that's what I was told.
Well, that is a good thing, Steve, and
so,
that's good for you to put
And I
that
was
out
very
there.
Concerned because some people just kind of make a few circles, and that's their signature. And I questioned them, and I said, they're not going to certify that signature. And they say, I sign all of my documents that way. So, and that's why I wanted, you know, my goal in the beginning was to get at least 100 signatures more than what I needed. I ended up with 140, 150 more. So hopefully I will be certified. And until I get that official notice in the mail, I'm kind of anxious right now.
I can understand that. So did Connie give you any idea when the certification would be done? I know it has to be done by August 15th.
Has to be done by August 15th. Last week she told me that they were trying to verify all of the signatures by all candidates this week, and that she would be submitting that information to the state. I think with the lawsuit, the pending lawsuit, I doubt if the State Election Commission will take any action until that matter has been resolved. I know in the conversation with the judge this morning, he made the statement that all of this needed to be cleared by the 15th because state law required the election commission to certify who will be the candidates in November by the 15th. So I know the judge is trying to get the lawsuit resolved by the 15th of August.
So that gives him what? That's on the 8th here in Greenwood, and then that would be really just a week, correct?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, to be able.
And he recognized that very, very quickly and reminded all of the attorneys of that and the individual people. He reminded them quite often this morning that this was on a very tight time frame and everything needed to be done according to the deadlines that he had set, and he said he wanted to get this issue resolved to meet that state requirement.
Well,
he seemed to be a very detailed person and seemed to have it on track. So I look for that matter to be taken care of expeditiously.
Well, it has to be an awesome responsibility to get this straightened out. We certainly need good candidates on the ballot, and we certainly do need choices on the ballot, and that is one of the things that concerns me is the fact of decertifying petitions and whatnot. You end up with, as they did up there in, Clemson, Seneca area, with nobody on the ballot. It was all write-in candidates.
Well, nobody has to study this very much to determine that all that has been done certainly is advantageous toward the incumbent. I mean, certainly the challenger is the one who has the most difficult position. So it may cause a lot of people to say, you know, I don't want to go through that process, and I don't want to be put through this maze of regulations and changes and things of that nature. I think it's incumbent upon those who are in the position to do so to fix this problem now so that no one will have to go through what I have gone through to run for a local county council office.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a shame that this is not corrected and corrected once and for all.
I couldn't agree more with you. Steve Brown, running for District 5 County Council seat. Thank you so much for calling us in today, and good luck, and I certainly hope you'll keep us apprised as what's going on as it proceeds.
Thank you, and feel free to call me at any time.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
Steve,
ma'am. Bye-bye.
Steve Brown. Bye-bye. Hey.